ஜனவாலாவ இருவரதாரி குபிஜனவாலாவிருவாரதாரி யசரானந்தனவந்தனீராவனி யமுனா தீராவனசாரி குஞ்சபிஹாரி குஞ்சபிஹாரி யசரானந்தன ஹரே கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரி ராம 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 ஹரி கிருஷ்ண ராம 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 பிரபு பரா பிரபு பரா பிரபு பரா பிரபு பரா பிரபு 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 ஜ விஷ்ணு பரமஹம்ச.
за преобразие вечер, за стоите, за тъшишна, из Евангелие си върти гранта сами, ще да бъде пари ки чай. Искам да ви дифам вечер, гая. Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. So today we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 6, The Killing of the Demon Putana, Text Number 19. Yashoda Rohini Bhyanta Samambhavasya Sarvatare Rakshan Vibhadhire Samyag Gopuccha Bhamanadivi Yashoda Rohini Bhyanta Samambhavasya Sarvatare Rakshan Vibhadhire Samyag Gopuccha Bhamanadivi Yashoda Rohini Bhyanta Samambhavasya Sarvatare Rakshan Vibhadhire Samyag Gopuccha Bhamanadivi Yashoda Rohini Bhyanta Rakshan Vibhadhire Samyag Gopuccha Bhamanadivi Yashoda Rohini Bhyanta word for word. Yashoda Rohinibhyam.
Yashoda Rohinibhyam.
With Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini. Who principally took charge of the child. Taha. The other gopis. Salam. Equally as important as Yashoda and Rohini. Balasya. Of the child. Sarvataha. From all dangers. Raksham. Protection. Vidadhire, executed. Samyak, completely. Goputcha, Brahmanadibhi, by waving around the switch of a cow. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow to give full protection to the child Sri Krishna. Switch here means a tail, just in case you were wondering. Purport. When Krishna was saved from such a great danger, Mother Yashoda and Rohini were principally concerned. And the other elderly gopis, who were almost equally concerned, followed the activities of Mother Yashoda and Rohini. Here we find that in household affairs, ladies could take charge of protecting a child simply by taking help from the cow. As described here, they knew how to wave about the switch of a cow so as to protect the child from all types of danger. There are so many facilities afforded by cow protection, but people have forgotten these arts. The importance of protecting cows is therefore stressed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Krishi Viraksha Vanijam Vaishya Karma Sabhavajam. Even now, in the Indian villages surrounding Vrindavan, the villagers live happily simply by giving protection to the cow. They keep cow dung very carefully and dry it to use as fuel. They keep a sufficient stock of grains, and because of giving protection to the cows, they have sufficient milk and milk products to solve all economic problems. Simply by giving protection to the cow, the villagers live so peacefully. Even the urine and stool of cows have medicinal value. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om agyana timurindasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshiram nivitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasari gaur bhaktavinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Verse again. Thereafter, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow to give full protection to the child Krishna. So, Krishna is in danger, and the mother wants to protect him. So we see here the ladies, it's mentioned mostly ladies, there's no mention of any men around to protect. Ananda Maharaj, he just went to pay the taxes, and there he had a conversation with Vasudev, and he's heading back home, but he hasn't reached home yet. Although Vasudev was telling him, you better go back quickly, because it seems like there's going to be some disturbance in Gokul. So he was rushing back, and on the way he saw this big demoness, and they were very, very, he and the other cowherd men who were coming back, they were wondering what's going on, where did this demoness come from, this huge big body like a mountain. All of a sudden they saw this big body in front of them. So someone was saying maybe he fell off the sky. or you will say maybe some animal struck. So they were wandering like this. It was actually a wonder for them. Anyway, so at home, the gopis, they saw Krishna playing on the breast of the demoness Putana. And so they were actually very jubilantly going. When they saw Krishna very happily playing, they very happily went and brought him home. Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they understood that there was danger here. Krishna could have easily been killed by the demoness. So for protection, they were going to use the tail of the cow, and then later on they will also bathe him with cow urine and cow dung, and then mark his body with cow dung, at all the different places where we put tilak. Oh, Mahavaya Namaha Govindaya. So in other words, they're trying to protect little Krishna. So we see Srila Prabhupada is saying here that people in general, they don't know how important the cow and the cow products are. And in India, you see people, all over the world, you see cows, and you see people taking care of cows, they're cutting grass, they're carrying grass to the cows. And if you go to Vrindavan, the Parikram path there, everywhere you go, you see people growing grass, they're cutting grass, they're carrying, and there are cows everywhere. And then on the trees, you also see the patties, the cow dung patties there. Drying them there. When they are wet, they just stamp them on the trees, on the bark of the trees. And all these trees are decorated with cow dung. And they use that, of course, for burning. We said last time that the number one fuel for burning is the cow dung. And then, of course, wood and gas and electricity is the last. So it's actually, it's part of their culture. It's people already know how to do all these things. Srila Prabhupada is trying to bring that culture to the Western world. Although in Western countries, people in different groups, you may find like Amish and other people who they take care of cows. They may not know all the intricacies of the philosophy of taking care of cows. They may take care of cows, but when the cows get old and they can't give any more milk, then they send them to the slaughterhouse. The Vedic culture is to take care of the cows until they die. In fact, Balabhadra Prabhu and others who have started cow protection in ISKCON, if you speak to one of them, you will see, or you just read some of their writings of how the cow should be protected, that it is not because cow protection is such a wonderful thing and such an important part of our culture, it means that you can just go get a cow and start cow protection. One has to be very organized, because Keshi Hanta Prabhu here, who takes care of our cows on the property, he and his wife Devaki, they would always say that one has to be organized. You have to have enough land, you have to have facility, you have to have someone who knows how to deal with cows, who can milk. Of course, it's not hard to learn. But if you're not organized, then a danger could befall someone. In fact, there are some temples when there's not any devotee, hardly any devotees to do services, nobody to take care of the deities, very few devotees to even visit the temple. Deities are almost crying. So sometimes the devotees would ask, what did you do? What have you done? So that, your situation is so bad. Have you killed a cow here? Or have you sent a cow to the butcher? So it did happen in ISKCON, in a few places I know of, where cows were sent to the butcher because he couldn't take care of them properly. Like one devotee was a president, his father was taking care of cows in the Caribbean, And there was not enough land in the property, so he gave one of the cows to his father to, you know, to keep at his place. But the father, he doesn't know, you know, that we don't send the cow to the butcher, so he was also fed up with the cow after some time, and then he sold the cow to the butcher for $500. And so that was a very, very sinful act on behalf of the temple managers. And there are other places too, that if one is not careful to take care of the cows, if the one doesn't prepare himself, because every cow that comes into the world, one has to protect it for around 20 years. They live for around 20 years. You have to think 20 years ahead of who is going to take care of them. When Srila Kavacha Prabhu was here last time, we were discussing our deity worship. He mentioned that point, that you're going to be installing deities and you must have a plan of how they're going to be taken care of afterwards. Especially if one is older and there's not many young people to take over, then one has to be very careful, because these are not they're not things that you can actually just do it, you know, haphazardly. You have to make a plan and you have to have a program. So while cow protection is very important, there's this caution of doing it properly, and also don't create any misfortunes for the future. In India, of course, you know, people, they don't mind. Someone give them a cow, they immediately take them home, and you know, there's so many people that take care of cows, and even if they don't have the children to take care of them, labor is very cheap, so they can have their neighbors take care of them for very cheap. In America, you have to pay at least $8 an hour if you want someone to do it. And also there's love involved, because they're not just cows and they don't just give milk, but there's love. And Srila Prabhupada said, when the cows are very happy, when there is proper arrangements for them to live, and they finally feel that love, and they're fed properly and taken care of nicely, then they produce so much milk. And the milk and milk products, two things that I mentioned, land and cows. Srila Prabhupada said, if you have these two things, all of our problems will be solved. So it's just a matter of our believing it and going forward. I mean, growing up and reaching the stage we are at in the world where, you know, there's technology, and there is motor cars, and there is oil, and so many things, air conditioning, and hot water, and so many things that are there, which are useful. And Srila Prabhupada wasn't against using any of these things or using any machines. But in India, you see how people live very simply, and they are very happy. It's just a matter of conditioning, I guess. So the protection of cows and the caution of being very careful to take care of them nicely and make plan to take care of them properly is very, very important. Thank you to the students. We have a full house today. Very well. So those things are there. And you know, Srila Prabhupada, he knew all the secrets. You know, when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he had so many secrets that he wanted to give, and he gave to his early disciples. And so many things, you know, about health. He himself, of course, he owned a pharmacy, pharmaceutical business, and he knew how to mix different kinds of drugs for different kinds of ailments and things like that. But that was not the only thing. He knew, practically speaking, everything across the board, how to deal with politicians, you know, how to deal with people who want to cheat you, how to deal with young people, how to make temples, everything across the board, he knew how to do. So, in fact, when someone had a toothache, he told them what to do. You don't have to go to the dentist, you just mix some mustard oil with clove and salt and make a paste and put it on, and you know, and things like that, some simple remedies, and we actually, as the lady who works on plants and getting the herbal extract, I tell you that, in fact, one devotee came here, the Bija Prabhu came here a few years ago, and he walked around the property, and he had a class, like a little seminar, and he walked around the property, and he showed the devotees which plants and which, you know, herbs are actually good for you, for what different ailment. You know, Prabhupada said that if you have jaundice, then you take rock candy, and, you know, so many different things like that, and turmeric, well, one can actually take turmeric for anything. I mean, turmeric is an antibiotic, and such a, you know, very good medicine. So Srila Prabhupada is very much against the slaughterhouses. He said slaughterhouses should be given up. Why people have to kill the cow? The cow is such a wonderful animal. She eats some grass. She gives milk, which has all the vitamins that we need to live a peaceful, happy life. And in addition, it increases our brain tissue, our brain substance, so we can understand spiritual subject matters. So the cow is such an important animal. It's the most important. If you have to choose between the pets of today and the cow, the cow is more important. We should. So, cow is also a pet, but you see, Krishna has so many swarthy cows as pets. So, now that we should kill our pets, I mean, all the animals, actually, lower animals, they have to be taken care of. In the Vedic tradition, everyone is to be taken care of. But especially the animals who are dumb, you have to be taken care of, old men, old women. The brahmanas, the cows, the children, diseased people, all these are mentioned in the scriptures. But especially, go brahmana hitayacha. Go brahmana hitayacha. Especially the cow and the brahmins. The cows, because it gives this wonderful food product, and the brahmanas, because they are the emblem of education, which is most important. So when these are taken care of, then in society, there is civilization in human society. Srila Prabhupada, talking about milk, he said, this is, Upendra asked a question about how milk should be used. And Srila Prabhupada explained what he called the Indian village system. He said, as Nanda Maharaj was keeping cows, similarly there are many villages. They have a big pond, and whatever milk is collected, they put into that pond. It is kept on a fire and is warm, so the whole family can drink milk whenever they like. Then whatever milk remains at night, they have to convert it into yogurt. The next day they use milk and yogurt also as they like. Then after converting the milk into yogurt, whatever remains is stored. If there is sufficient old yogurt, they churn and then make butter. They take that butter, and the water separated from the butter is called whey. So instead of dal, they use this whey for eating with chapatis. It will be very healthy and very tasty. Meanwhile, the butter they turn into ghee. There is not a single drop of waste. So we see another secret that Srila Prabhupada knew. He knew all this. And it's very, very wonderful to be able to do all these things. And, you know, we have devotees who take care of cows and who are working with cows. And there is a big struggle to always, you know, set up varnashram, different devotees talking about it and doing different things and so forth. And devotees are coming together into communities in different parts of the world and trying to do some of these things that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. Srila Prabhupada said that everyone could take as much milk as necessary and that the ghee could be used in ISKCON restaurants in the cities. Curd could also be used in the restaurants for making sandesh, rasagula and other dishes. So these farm communities, Srila Prabhupada talked about New Vrindavan and how the cows, they were giving so much milk every day. And he also said about machines. Somebody asked him about machinery. Nityananda asked, should they immediately stop using farm machinery? And Prabhupada said, we are not against the machines. You can utilize machine, but we should not allow others to be unemployed while we use the machine. The idea is that everybody should work, and the machines will take away the work of the people, and then they will go to the cities and then smoke bidi. This is the point. You can use the machine, but the first thing is that everyone should be employed. If you have got many men, then why should you engage the machine? On the Dharmashram, Srila Prabhupada said, the Kshatriyas collected taxes and protected the citizens while the Shudras worked in the fields or in trade. The women would cook, spin, weave and take care of the milk products. The low-class men, such as cobblers, who used the skin of dead cows, were allowed to eat meat. But not that one is professor such and such, and yet he is eating meat. This is the way of the degraded modern society. Teacher means Brahmin, and yet he is eating meat. How, however? So do these things and organize. I can give you the idea, but I will not live very long. If you can carry it out, you can change the world. Especially if you can change America, then the whole world will change. So I'll stop there, see if there are any questions or comments. Yes, Adi Dev, Prabhu.
Thank you for your very nice class. Can you elucidate on cow switches a little bit?
What's that? What is that?
The cow switch.
The cow switch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, go. It says go pucha. Pucha means tail. I don't know so much about it except that it's very auspicious.
Can you buy one of Lord Bazaar? I don't think so.
Well, when the cow dies, they do cut the tail off. When the cow dies, naturally they get all the parts of it, and you know they use the tail for that, you know, for auspiciousness and for decoration. They use the bones for buttons, and you know all parts of the body is used for something. The Trivikram has the answer.
Well, I think they use the hair of the tail. And then they put it like in a bunch, like how our like the chamra, you know, yeah.
They make a chamra from the from the hair,
like the hair, yeah, of the tail because it's long, you know, yeah. And you're talking earlier about you have to plan like 20 years ahead. I had taken some cows from my father and took it to the temple, but in the first month, like the poachers stole about 4 or 5. I mean, it was such a horrible experience. And then later on, after I left that temple, moved to another one, the cows were unprotected. We gave them to, you know, different people to take care. And then it was problems after problems, you know, like butchers. You know, some were sold to butchers, different things, you know. So it was a really bad experience. So unless you have a good plan, you know, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Thank you. Yes, Madam Mohan Prabhu. The cows are very, very auspicious to have, but they're very, very, they could bring a lot of misfortune for someone if they don't plan ahead. Radhika, Rani.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your nice class. So, I'm wondering, I feel that there's quite a few people in the community who have a desire to move forward with Varnashram and cow protection, and there's different challenges within this community in regards to topography and then also just the way it stands. But is there some things that we can do as a small group who are interested? We could get together in small doable changes or somehow encourage the devotees who are already doing something so that there's some movement forward, even though if it's just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, Mother Lokya would be very happy to get a list of those devotees you're talking about. Because we want to do something better here at the temple. People have been talking about at the temple here we just take care of old cows. And cow protection, Prabhupada said, means milk and milk products and so forth. So it's like a criticism. We're only taking care of old cows, but that's everything. Means everything requires planning and proper facilities and so forth. So we are already doing cow protection. If we do have devotees who are interested, like Arikata Prabhu is doing cow protection over there, and some people go there and they get training. We used to do it here on the farm where we use the bull. It's just not just the cow needs to be planned for, but also the bulls, because the bulls, they will plow the land, and you have to have all that set up, and then the bulls have to be trained, and you have to actually use the bulls, because if the bulls are not used, then the best place for them, according to people in general, is send them to the butcher. They have to also be used, and so it needs to be a plan. But those devotees who are interested, and sure, we would, on the management level, we'd like to discuss with all these devotees and see if, because we are planning in the future, of course, to have milk cows, milking cows, and that requires, that's a different program from the one we have now. So it's a very, very important thing to do. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a nice class. I know about the cow's tail. They use it in Africa. The witch doctors or the herbal doctors use it for whatever.
Witch and switch.
Right.
Which doctors use it, huh?
Right.
Yeah, actually, when I was growing up, I used to hear the conch shell being blown in the streets. They would blow the conch, and then they would say, "Fish, fish." They're selling fishes, and they're blowing the conch to amongst to everybody. So you could, these things are there. People can use them for inauspicious things.
I have a question about in different cultures about the importance of the cows in different religions. In the Christian religion, it's considered worshiping the cow as cow worshiping is considered as idol worship, because of the one pastime in the Bible that they mentioned, that when I think Moses went to the mountain and came back, and all the people were engaging in worshiping the cow. So can you say anything about that?
The difference between deity worship and
we're not engaged in cow worship, it's different from
idol worship.
Idol worship, right.
Yeah. There's lots of information in that. I mean, the Vedic tradition describes the cow, and the cow is said to be a mother. I mean, the explanations are all there. It's one of the mothers, one of the seven mothers. The three wives of the Brahmin, the Guru, and the King, those are all mothers, and the nurse, and the earth, and so forth. So, if you want to know the explanation, the difference between deity worship and idol worship, I think you know that already. So the cow is just like that in the Vedic tradition. The cow, it's, Prabhupada gave a simple example that cow gives you milk, your mother gives you milk. When your mother gets old, you don't kill her. So why do you kill the cow? It's simple. Mother Lakshmini had a better answer.
The deities one way, we worship the Brahmins another, we worship the cows another, we worship a guest, right? Guest is considered a Tithi Narayan, someone who comes to your house is to be considered as good as God, but that doesn't mean you have him stand in a tribhanga form on the, you know, on the slab of marble for hours. And then you offer him a plate and chant mantras and then take the plate away. There's different kinds of worship for different living entities. So the cow is worshipped by taking its offering and using it in Krishna's service. We used to have a song, I can't remember, maybe you remember, I don't know, offer it to Krishna, drink it if you please, something. Anyway, cow,
can you sing it in the microphone?
No. I'm not going to either, is he? But anyway, actually, Radhika could probably do it. the idea is that we worship the cow, as the mother, because she offers us so many wonderful things. It's not like the golden calf, which was a brass or whatever, a golden form of the made like a deity and then offered. It was totally unauthorized and totally misdirected concept of the worship of a cow. So we don't worship a cow instead of worshiping God. We worship a cow as a servant of God and as a servant to mankind because God, the cows give us so much that we can use in Krishna's service.
In fact, you cannot have a proper yajna sacrifice, offering ghee and the punch, the five products in a cow. You can't have a proper yajna sacrifice without the cow products. Ghee and milk and yogurt and so forth. Yes, okay. Krishna Gopal Prabhu, this will be the last one.
Okay. Just one thing real quick is that, this is very similar, the biblical reference that when Moses came back and he saw that there was this concocted worship. Well, it's very similar to when Lord Buddha came and he saw that people were misusing the Vedas. So in that case, you say, don't do it. Don't do it. So Buddha said, don't use the Vedas, just follow me. So it's the same kind of thing. When things become perverted, then things have to be rejected for a period of time. And then later reestablishment of religious principles.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.